Welcome everyone to another interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're excited to have Mr. Jack Stock, the President and CEO of Globex Mining Enterprises, as our guest today. Globex is a well-respected North American-focused exploration and development project generator. Lots of exciting developments have taken place at the company since our previous interview, so we have lots to talk about. Globex is listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange with ticker symbol GMX. Jack, it's a pleasure to have you with us again. Welcome.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Jack, it's been a few months since our previous interview, so as a reminder, can you give us a brief recap of Globex?
Sure. Globex is what we call a property bank. It is listed on 6 exchanges in Germany, on the Senior Toronto Stock Exchange, on the OTCQX International in the U.S., we have only 52 million shares out. That we've never reorganized the company. We have approximately 160 properties, including royalties. We span pretty much half of the periodic table. A lot of gold properties, base metal properties, industrial mineral properties, and specialty metal properties. One of the things that makes us different is the number of properties we have, the diversity that we have of assets which we own. We have no debt. We have money in the bank. We have over $4 million in the cash and about $1 million in shares of other company. So we really are a bit of a different kind of creature.
Okay, thank you. Now, let us begin with an update on some of your most exciting properties. The first one that pops to mind, and one that in itself actually justifies Globex's entire current market cap, is the Francoeur Arntfield gold mines. What work has been conducted there the past few months?
Yeah, you're right. The Francoeur property is a very exciting property. Because of our large assets, we have to spend about $1 million, $1.2 million a year on maintaining assets. And when we're doing that, we choose a number of projects where we think that our investment in exploration can add significant value, and Francoeur Arntfield property is one of those. It has a series of former producing deposits on it, and we've been exploring. We previously announced the discovery a new zone called the South Zone, where we intersect in quite significant gold values on surface, up to 15 grams in channel sampling, and then we did drilling. We got 7 meters of 4 grams, 3.2 meters of 6.2 grams, and then on the what's called the main fault, 11.5 grams over 2.16 meters. So that was an area that we knew discovery that we had, and we're looking at doing further work on that. But since then, we've been focusing on an area about 450 meters south of that, which, using our imagination, we've called the 450 zone. We've found from surface sampling up to 14 grams gold on surface in an area that was last really worked physically, mapping or stripping, trenching in the 1930s. 11 samples gave significant gold values. We've cut a grid all the way from the area to the north, the south zone, all the way down to the 450 zone. And we've done a magnetometer survey. We intend to do IP. We've cut a road in, and we've started, I just spoke to our chief geologist yesterday. We've completed the stripping of three areas, quite large areas. Now we are bringing in the pressure washers, after which we'll do detailed mapping, channels and channel sampling. And we're quite optimistic because the historical work from the 1930s showed significant values in these trenches, many of which we relocated. And they're all filled with trees and so on, thus the work to strip the area and clean everything out. But quite an exciting area, and it's significantly distant from the area where the work was done previously in recent times by companies like Richemont. So we're really, really excited by this property, and we think the work that we are doing will add further value to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly is a very interesting project. And what can we expect at Franker Arnfield in the near future?
Like I said, you can expect results from channel sampling. Once the pressure washing is done, we intend to do significant channel sampling, and then we'll be, depending on the results, obviously, and the details of the mapping, probably a drill program. So we're looking forward to the work on that particular area.
Can you also tell us about the progress being made at the massive Brownsdorf project, the only one of Globex's properties that is located outside of North America?
Sure. As you know, the Brownsdorf property is in Saxony, Germany, and we have a huge land position there, 164 square kilometers, in an area that has seen historical pick and shovel production for the last about 750 years. We've done a compilation of all the data that we could find on the production, which was basically for silver, although there was some lead and zinc and barite, but the silver values come up to about $500 million US of recorded production over that 750 years. And it's very interesting because there was no modern exploration, no geophysics, no modern diamond drilling on the silver. So we went in, we recompiled all the existing data that we could find. We're going to universities, going to museums, going to government records. And then we located the areas where there was historical recorded production. Then we went and we visited those areas, and we took samples from tailings piles, from any outcrops, boulders we could find, anything that would give us an idea of what was happening. We also sampled some old core that was done on a tin project. We published the results, I think it was like a 4 or 5 page press release, showing very, very significant silver values, but interestingly, also gold values in a number of areas. It wasn't something we were expecting because there's very little information about any gold being recovered or found within this area, and we found significant gold in our surface sampling. So we've compiled all the geology. We've given out now a contract to do a drone magnetometer survey. We're trying to be as respectful as possible to the people who live in the area. So rather than having a plane fly over the areas, we focused on certain structures where we think known mineralization may extend. And we are going to be using the drone to do a very, very detailed magnetometer surveys to help us understand the structure. And then we'll go from there, and we may end up doing IP or go directly to diamond drilling. We just don't know at this point. But it's a very exciting project.
Yeah, it sure is. Of course, Globex's core business continues to be acquiring and selling or optioning out properties. Can you give us a brief overview of the most exciting transactions that you closed the past few quarters?
Transactions that we closed, actually, I hate to disappoint you, but I really can't talk about the things that we've closed in the last little while because while we've signed a number of deals, the partners have asked that we not announce them until they get all the approvals that they need in place. They've made the required option payments, but the actual deals will not be announced. So I'm sorry about that. But anyway, we're continuing even in this bad market to be able to do deals with companies. Interestingly, most of the buyers are not from North America. We're seeing an influx of buyers from Australia, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're continuing to make money from option payments. People are continuing to renew. We have one option which got canceled, which was the Montalembert property. But we're looking at the data. We're going to be doing a property visit. And we actually were already contacted by a company that wants to review the data. So, things are, although the markets are bad, for us so far, things are pretty good, actually.
Okay. Now, several of your option partners have made some interesting advancements on Globex properties. Would you summarize them for us?
Sure. Well, Sayona which have the OCHA lithium property in which we have a royalty, has been working diligently to bring that property towards production. The last time schedule we saw was they expect to be in production in the fourth quarter of 2019, at which point our royalty should start paying us a dividend. Chalice is drilling, or has been drilling, and is doing a lot of very detailed work on our Nordo East and West gold deposits east of Val-d'Or, Quebec. That project is going along very, very nicely. Renforth has been done a number of drill programs on our Parbeck property and have discovered a new gold horizon. So that's going along nicely. Eros is working on the PEA for the Bell Mountain gold silver deposit in Nevada. Galway is working on our Montgolfier gold royalty property. They've been doing a lot of detailed work and coming up with targets. Enerspar have completed a drill program on our Feldspar property, the Johan Beats property, and we'll probably be starting some metallurgical test work. Vanadium One Energy Corp have done two drill programs on our Mont Saussier vanadium royalty property. Trezor have been drilling and doing 3D modeling on our Duvet gold property. You know, this is going to go on and on. Falco have done a big drill program on our Donald de Gold Mine royalty property. And Osisko is prospecting and has done an IP survey on our Sirtac royalty property. And of course, Radisson Mining continues to work on our recently acquired Kawagama royalty property. So there's a lot going on with our partners, and I don't even think I got them all.
Yeah, okay. Nevertheless, very exciting to hear all that progress being made. Let's move over to the financials. In the first quarter of this year, which ended March 31st, Globex's revenues were up 25% compared with the first quarter of 2017. In the second quarter, revenues were somewhat softer compared with last year. Why was that?
It's for a number of things. Obviously, the markets are worse. So although we're still doing option agreements, it's more difficult and time consuming to complete them. So the revenue from options is coming in a bit slower. Also, the royalty that we have on the Nearstar Mid-Tennessee zinc mine, which was producing up to $200,000 a month, is been reduced because the price of zinc is falling. So like the last payment we got was just over 100,000 US, so it'll be about 130,000 Canadian. So we're continuing to get good revenue. It's going to be less than last year, principally because of the state of the markets, the uncertainty, and the metal prices that have basically have fallen significantly. And it's really weird, actually. If you look at the zinc price, it has fallen from the 150, 155 point down to about 110, 110, 111. That is despite all the analysts, bar none, who have come out and suggested, more than suggested, have stated that there's going to be a zinc shortage for the next 3 years. So we're seeing a lot of price manipulation in the metal market, and not related to demand. And this is hurting our revenue, particularly from the Mid-Tennessee, but also hurting the markets of what companies can pay in order to undertake joint ventures or option agreements. So it's been a tough year. It's been not bad, but it's for us, but it's been a tough year. If you look at most junior stocks, I mean, they're trading in the 5 cent range. It's quite disgusting, and it has no way related to the value of the assets of these companies.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a bit hard to forecast, but how do you see Globex's revenues developing in the coming quarters?
You're right, it's hard to forecast, and anything I tell you is going to be wrong. I'm hoping, it looks like zinc has stabilized. I think we'll continue to be getting Canadian, $125,000-$140,000 a month in that area. The option revenue, I think, is going to come in with people renewing projects. So I was hoping this year to come up within the area of what we got last year in revenue, which was about $4 million. This year, considering what the markets are doing, assuming things continuing along the way that they are now, we'll probably have revenue of about maybe somewhere between $2.5 and $3 million. Still not bad, but not as good as last year.
Mm-hmm. Now, good news for Globex's revenue is also that earlier this year, Nearstar, the owner of the Middle Tennessee mines, increased the resource of the property.
Yeah, I mean, there is a bit of an increase in the resource, but, you know, this particular project, I mean, they already have for enough reserve and resource for next 20 years, and they just replace it as they mine it. Historically, this is such a large structure. They used to drill it at 1,000-foot centers. That would be like 300-meter centers. And in the old days, they didn't even assay. They just did it on visual. This is a large deposit. It's going to be there for another 20 years, and every several years, it'll just increase the size of it by popping down a couple holes. It's an amazing long-term revenue producer for Globex.
A couple of weeks ago, you announced that the company was effecting a private placement. Can you give us some more details about the placement?
Sure. Globex doesn't need this money. Like, we're not in distress. I mean, like I said, originally we have about $4 million in cash and $1 million in shares of other companies. But considering the uncertainty in the markets and the metal prices, you know, I have to make a decision of whether I should top up our bank account, principally because we have to do assessment work to maintain our assets. And we have the choice of doing assessment work using our hard cash, which can be used for multiple things, or going out and raising money using flow-through funds, which give us a bump up to the market price. So the market price was 35 cents. We've agreed to do a financing at 50 cents. So it's about a 30% markup. So we're going to get more bang for our buck by doing this financing. So we'll be able to do more exploration using these dollars with less dilution of our shareholders. We've closed the first placement of $500,000. That was done right away. And we're looking at doing the second closing. I reserved the right under the agreement to limit the placement. That may be what I'll do. It depends on where the markets go in the next little short while.
And while we're on the topic of acquiring shares, you yourself have bought a substantial number of Globex shares back in June, right?
Yeah, in June, you know, the price is so ridiculously low. It's just silly. So I went into the market and I bought about 750,000 shares. Happy I did it, because I think this is probably going to be one of the best investments I could possibly do. And I think it's also a sign to my shareholders that I have confidence in the future of the company. As well as that, we've also initiated a share buyback. So Globex has the right to buy back at least 1 million shares in the market. And we're doing that on a very selective basis.
Well, that's excellent. And as a final question, what are some of the highlights that we can expect from Globex in the coming quarters?
Well, continuing revenue, additional assets acquired at low cost, more deals, and good exploration results from a number of projects. We've been working on, like we said, the Francoeur iron field. We'll have assay results on that. We've done a soil survey on our Lake Ontario ilmenite project. We have two very defined target areas. We've done more prospecting. We've done a soil survey to try to pinpoint an area for drilling. And we've worked on our gold antimony project in Gaspé of Quebec. So we've got a lot of places where Globex itself is going to be producing results. And then our joint venture partners. We've got a lot of partners working on a whole bunch of things. So this is going to be a very exciting year. Despite the markets, despite the metal prices, Globex is moving forward, and I'm quite happy with what we're achieving this year.
Jack, we really appreciate the time you've taken to speak with us today to give us an update on the company. All the best to you and Globex, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for your interest.